Simon Tofresh Nun Zayin and Tofresh Nun Ches Be'ezer Hashem. Mechaber says in Tofresh Nun Zayin, Halachas of Chinuch, Mechaber says, Kotan Yodei L'Naneya Luv, Kedinoi Oviv Chayiv, Riknuis Leiluv, Kedei Lechan Chayiv Mitzvahis. This is the din of the Mishnah of Kotan Yodei L'Naneya, which happens to be the Achronim ask, why is it told in Kotan Yodei L'Naneya? L'chor Nanum is only din the Rabbanan. As soon as you pick it up, you yetzer. And Mamela, even if he's not Yodei L'Naneya, L'chorah, it should still be a chiyuv of chinuch at the mitzvah daraisa. B'chlal, the Prima Gadim declares, is there a chiyuv of chinuch by mitzvah darabanan? Mitzvah daraisa, for sure there is. The Mishabur paskins that there is l'maisa, a chiyuv of chinuch by mitzvah darabanan, and that's why this year, we only have a mitzvah darabanan, there's still a mitzvah chinuch. However, why is it toli dafkin Yodei L'Naneya? So the Chassam Sofer says Yisoid, and Betzem we saw the Meiri says this Yisoid himself on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, that you need Roi Lina Anuim. You need Kotan Yodei L'Naneas because it has to be Roi Lina Anuim. Kol Roi Lebila Ein Bila Ma'akeves. It means Midarais you need Roi Lina Anuim, but it's just not Ma'akev Midarais. So Midak Bein Ofek Bein. The Meiri says this Betzem. The Ramesh is Ma'ir on it. That Lachur, they would come out that a Chorla who could just hold the Luv and it can't be Minanei, it's not going to be Yotze. A little bit schwer to say that. But you could be mechalek lechor between a chayla and a katan. A katan is betzim is any yodel and aneh. A chayla betzim is yodel and aneh. It's royal and aneh. Just in this matzav, he's not able to. Maybe he could be mechalek. But to those that say the Bikur Yaakov wants to tell you, since Chazal were mesakin adin nanuim kokama that you're not going to do the mitzvah karoi, then they weren't mesakin adin chinuch. The mitzvah karoi is to do it. Keitzen menanin, like the Mishnah says, hechano you menanin. Where were they menanea? A chelik of the mitzvah's lulav is to be menanea, so much so that bepashtus, even after you're ready mag be nofek be, you still can make the bracha before the nanuim. By says it's an integral chelik of the mitzvah. And kokama that you're not doing the mitzvah koroi, chazal weren't mesakin to do the mitzvah bechlal at tzadin of chinuch. But the interesting thing is, many of the achrayim, the Taz asks, why does it say, oviv chayiv likunis le'lulav? L'chor, that doesn't say that in the Mishnah. It says, Kotan Yodei L'Naneya is chayav lulav. It doesn't say that the father has to buy a lulav. Why does the father have to buy a lulav? Why can't it be yetzer with his father's lulav? So that we'll see also in Tavish Menachas Sevav, exactly what, maybe why not. But the Marshal says, Enechanami, Taki, you don't have to buy him a lulav. He can be yetzer with his father's lulav afterwards. The Aruch HaShulchan, and this is what Moshe says also, this is Pshat in the Mechaber, Al Pi the Prima Gadim, who says the same thing as the Aruch HaShulchan, that L'chor, there's a reason why the mission is going in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, there's only one day of Yontif. Memela, there's no reason to buy him a lulav. The Aviv Chayiv Likunis Lulav, there's no chiyuv to buy him a lulav. Because as soon as the father's Yetzeh, afterwards he can give it to the child. It's going to become the child and you're not going to be able to use it the next day. It's not going to be yours the next day. There's only one day that you need it to be Lachem in Eretz Yisrael. As opposed to the Mechaber is talking in Chutz La'aretz, and Chutz La'aretz is 2 days. Memela, if you're going to be maknet to your child after your Yetzeh on the first day, then you're not going to be able to be Yetzeh on the second day. You need it to be Lachem on the second day also. Memela, the Mechaber tells you that you have to buy him a lulav so that you have the ability to be Yetzeh yourself on the second day, and he has the ability to be Yetzeh. Because if you do back with him after the first day, it's not going to be Lachem on the second day. So the truth is that the Bikur Yaakov has a nice chap. The Bikur Yaakov says, make it tonight. You don't have to come on to that. Else that, you wouldn't have to be buy him a lulav. Make it tonight with your child and say, listen here, if today is Yontif, on the first day, see, if today is Yontif, so then I'll be back with you afterwards. And if today is not Yontif, so then Bechlal, it's not even, and then he says the same thing the next day, on the second day. If the second day was Yontif, so I'm being makna to you. And the first day wasn't Yontif, so I'm being makna to you now on the second day. And if the first day was Yontif, so then Bechal today is the second day, you could be Yotze with Shoal, and therefore it's not a problem. In other words, Maman of Shach, you have either today was Yontif or yesterday was Yontif. And if yesterday wasn't Yontif, then Bechal, you didn't have to be Yotze with it, Bechal. I wasn't being makna to you. It's only if yesterday was Yontif, I wasn't makna to you. Only if yesterday was Yontif, then it was makna to you, and then today is not Yontif, so therefore it's not a problem. It happens to be that the Shari Tshuva over here brings down, he says, that B'yontif Sheni Shapar Yochel Lechan Chai B'lulav Shol. Else the din of Chinuch, on Yontif Sheni you could use a Shol to be Yetzeh, since it's not a mitzvah Zemid Araisa Be'etzem, it's only al tzveke diyimo. Mamela, you could be yetzer with shawl, and then it would come out that this year in a chenam there'd be no inyan to buy a lulav. You could be give it to him lechatchila, give it to him to be yetzer with shawl, because the first day is even for bnei chutz laaretz. They keep 2 days this year that the first day is Shabbos. You wouldn't have this chiyuv of avliknes by lulav because you could be yetzer lechatchila with a shawl on the second day. We'll see if you could be yetzer with shawl on the first day also. That we'll see in Tavrish and Ches Beis Hashem. What's that?
Very nice. The kid that can do shawl the second day, the father can. Everybody's mind the father can do shawl for the second day.
Everybody's mind that, no, for sure that. In this year. In a year like this year, where there is no first day, then in a chanam you wouldn't have to worry about it. You could say balabatish, maybe, and wrote that the reason why the Mechaber says, Ovav Chayav Liknes by Lulav is because the Chiyuv is Machlokes Rishenim in Brochas Memchesim and Beis, in Rashi and Tesis, other Rishenim also, as to whether or not the Chiyuv Chinuch is on the child or it's on the father. B'chlal Shaila, the mitzvah, the Rabbana of Chinuch, Pashas that's learned out of Chanoich Lenar Pidarkoi, or Kiyodativ, Amana Sheyitzave, one of these drushes that Asmachto, or Divrei Kabbalah of Chanoich Lenar, but Pashas is the Din Derabbanan, it's not a Din Deraiso. This din derabanan of chinuch, is it the mitzvah on the father or is it on the child? The hainu, is it that be'etem the child has no chiyuv? It's just the father is supposed to be mechanechim, or is it no? The father is as to maybe help him out to do the mitzvah, but etzem chiyuv is on the child. It could be nafkamina also when you get to a child being waitzi somebody else. Does he have a chiyuv in derabanan? So he could be waitzi somebody that has a chiyuv in derabanan because he's a chiyuv in derabanan. That's the shaila. Is he mechuyim in derabanan or not? Aye, how could he be mechuyiv if he has no das? He's not 13 years old. How could he be a chiyuv? The truth is that some sefer says, what's the din by goyim? Goyim are chayiv by zaynus bnei noach. A goy that steals from a yid is chayiv misa. At what age? They don't have bar mitzvahs. Goyim don't have bar mitzvahs. So what's the age that they're mechuyiv? Says the some sefer when they have das. Each child lefum chorfe, whenever they have das and they realize that it's something that is aser, then they're going to be mechuyiv. So that could be age 8, and that could be age 10, that could be, there's a musig that children have das, pu'utay, spachal, mekar mekach, memkar menkar. There is a musig, there is a gzeres akosiv that it's only 13 years old that a person is mechuyiv and mitzvahs midaraisa. But etzim, it's not that they're mufka from the parsha bachal of having das and being shaykh to mitzvahs. We see by goyim that there's not such a thing. But meila, the rabbanon, remesakin, that anybody that has das, then in a chanami, they have a mitzvah. So it could be that the Mechaber is going, Ovif Chayav Liknes Lei Lulav, that the Chiv is on the father, the Chiv is not on the child. And it would be Poshet the Machlokes Rishenim that he would hold that way. But then it wouldn't be in a Chanami, it wouldn't be that he's coming to tell you Dafka Din that he's Mechuyiv to, he's just telling you that that's the person who has to buy it for him. Lamaiso, it is better that if the father could buy a lulav, that the child should be able to do the nanuim. If you have the yichelus to do it, that's the best. So we could do the nanuim at the same time as the father is doing the nanuim. If you have the yichelus, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down, he says, Zeo b'mokim she'adal anminim b'zol. That's when dal anminim are cheap. Avla tzlenu halavai she'e b'yad mishpach ha'achas liknuiz b'yachad im kol ha'tzibur b'shosh ovev gam... I'm sorry. La'atzmom adal anminim. V'gam ze'inu motzi. This Aruch HaShulchan didn't live so many hundreds of years ago. He lived about 100 years ago. And he says that halavai, that every mishpacha should have the yichelis to buy dal minim. He says at the end of the siman, he says, dal minim are mitzuyim. It's not like in the past generations that they weren't mitzuy, it's just they're very expensive. So people don't have the yichelis. You go today, I went today, I was buying a esrog for my 7-year-old son who wanted to buy esrog. Mishubach, that's the lowest darga, mishubach. 20 shekel is like, they don't have, it's not that expensive as maninu. Hadassim are 5 shekel. Hadassim, aravis are 1 shekel, and hadassim are 5 shekel, and a lulav is whatever, 15 shekel, right? You got yourself a whole set for $10. It's not like it used to be in the olden days, and therefore, certainly it's not such a big deal to buy dal minim. Toido. That we have such shefa bizmanenu that we have the yichelus to do it. But if you see the amount of esregim and lulavim that are going around in just the radius of 100 feet from the yeshiva smir, it's tremendous. It's not to be believed. Now, The Bir Halacha brings down over here, he says that if you're buying for your son Dalan Minim, Kedei Lechanche B'mitzvah, so Poshet L'tzorach Shiyah Dalan Minim K'shirim K'may B'Golam. It's Poshet that the Dalan Minim have to be kosher, just like by a Godel they have to be kosher, so to Altze Min Chinuch, it also has to be kosher. Now, the truth is that it's, the Rishonim already handle this, the Ritvan Daf Beis Mer Beis by Honi Amalka, which says, Kol Ma'aseh Lo'yosa El Al-Pi Chachamim, says we see from here that if everything she did was Al-Pi Chachamim, and she was made sure that her children were sitting in a kosher sukkah, vice versa, that a child has to also sit, has to be, if you're mekayim the din chinuch, it has to be b'kol prati ha-mitzvah, the same way that a gadol would be mekayim the mitzvah. The only thing is that, if you see later on in Tavish Nun Ches, it seems not that way. In Tavish Nun Ches Hivav, in the halacha that it says that you can't be makne, you shouldn't be makne your lulav to a child on the first day of Yom Tov because he could be kain it and he can't be makne back, and then you're not going to be able to be yetzik, it's not going to be lachem. He says, Yesh misha oimer, shimigia aloinas aputas motor, vim toifisim atinoi, kikimen shal yotzim yodai, shafir domi. He brings down, the mechaber is soisim, he says, vim toifisim atinoi, if you hold your lulav and your etzik together with the child as he's shaking it, so never left your hand, he was never a kinyan, he never made a kinyan, the lav dafka, you have to do that. Anytime that you give it to him as a shalom, it doesn't have to be that you're dafka holding with him, as long as you're not being makin at him, then it has a din of a shalom, and you could be yetzik. So, frekta achrenim, what do you mean? It's how could it be yitzah? It's only a shiloh. Says the Mishnah Berurah, yish mechrenim shesevim the mitzvahs chinuch meskayim gam b'shol, to gam b'zeh, meskhanach haben, the mitzvahs. Says there are achrenim that hold, and he brings down, b'chein mashma b'mornachai b'shem ravon, already b'shenim that are mashma like this, that in a chanami, this is in sivkot and chavches, tof reshun ches, sivkot and chavches, the Mishnah Berurah says that if you hold, like this mechaber, that you could be yitzah with shol, vice versa, that you can be mekayim mitzvahs chinuch with shol. Says the Sharatin, what's takap shat? Alavade de mitzvahs chinuch hurak al etzem ha mitzvah v'loy al prati ha mitzvah. It's vice versa, that the mitzvahs chinuch is only on the etzem mitzvah, but it's not on the pratim of the mitzvah. So the Shaila is, how does that stim with what he says over here? He says by us in the Bir Halacha that it has to be, if you're buying a lulav for a child, it has to be a kosher lulav. And then he goes to tell you, no, lav dafka, the pratei ha-mitzvah are not ma'akiv. So there's two basic mahalchim, the Achrenim already speak about this, such chilukim, and that is that there's one chilik is when there's a chasarn in the etzem dalad minim, the moshel, it's chasar on the first day, it's missing, or it's a lemon. Not an etzrig b'chlal. That zikr, you can't be mechanech your child. That is what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about. That has to be dalan minim k'sherim, just like by a gadol. So if you want to know, can you be yoytzer with a lemon with your child? Is that a kiyum mitzvah chinuch? No, that's not a kiyum mitzvah chinuch. However, where you have dalan minim that are kosher, it's just there's a prat in the mitzvah. There's a din lochem. It has to be yours, but in the dalan minim alein, they're all kosher. They're not chaser, and they're the min that they're supposed to be. There's just a technical difficulty that on the first day it has to be lachem, and it's not lachem. Then in the chanami, that's a prat in the mitzvah. That's not the etzem mitzvah, and therefore it's not a chasarn. Those that say al derech is also similar. That whether or not it's nicker, it's not nicker. If it's not nicker in the mitzvah, so then the person, the child, still mekayim mitzvah chinuch, because he's going to be able to do that when he's older. He knows what he's supposed to be doing. Something which is nicker, then it's a chasarn. Shol is not nicker, and it's not a chasarn. You could also say that maybe it's a machlokes rishonim, and he's not, Mishnah Berurah over here is not going that way. It's paskin not that way. But even if you want to shtim it, you could say that there's a big difference, which is we'll see how the Mishnah Berurah passes over there. Lemaisa, it's not so clear, but it's a big yisoid in mitzvahs chinuch that first of all chinuch has to be with all the pratim with kshirim, but mitzad sheni pratim that are not nikur ukedeme in a chanami are not ma'akiv in the mitzvahs chinuch. Now one last halacha of chinuch: is there a din chinuch by hider mitzvah? Do you have to be mechanechim for hider mitzvah? Somebody just came to ask me this. He wanted to know about buying it for his child. Does he have to spend a third more ukedeme? So there's a bir halacha later on in Tavrei Shayin Hey in Hilchos Chanukah. He says in Sif Gimel, he says the nihid mechuyev lachanchoy, even though there's a chiyuv chenoch, haino b'davar sheish b'chiyuv al agadol mitzad adin. Al v'zeh degam b'godol lekakim mishum hider mitzvah, ina mechuyev lachanchoy b'yakotin. They're talking about lighting more than one candle a day. Do you have to go up mahadrin, mahadrin, and mahadrin? The ikar mitzvah is only to light one a day. Mameli says, since it's not an ikar mitzvah, it's not ma'akiv, So even a gadol that doesn't want to do it doesn't have to do it. So mamela, there's no chiyuv chinuch. Chinuch is on something that he's mechuyev to do when he's older. That's what they declare. When they get to kiddush on Yom Kippur, the children have to make kiddush if they're eating on Yom Kippur. When they're older, they're not going to be eating. But if they would be eating in the older, because they're not feeling well, chas v'shalom, then they would have to make kiddush. That's the handorai of. But that's the yisoid. The yisoid of chinuch is chanoich lenar pidarke gam kiyaskin. What? No, there is a chiv to that one. You have a chiv to. Why? Nearish Yubesa. No, when he's older, when he has a bias, then he has a chiv to. L'chor. When he has his own. What's that? No, else what? Yeah, for sure. The question is, else hider mitzvah. Hider, does he have to do eger? Does he have to be ma'agid as lulav? That's learned that a zekin levan veyo. It's not ma'akiv, it's a din of hider mitzvah. Does he have to be ma'agidin? You come the first day and he's about to start howling. He realizes he didn't do all the things that he's supposed to do. Should he go quickly and be ma'agidin? So zikr, you could be yitzvah with a kosher kof for sure. In such a case, the Mishmur says it's alright. Say no more. Zekin levan veyo is the regular din of. Oh, so you could clear and say that maybe it's only in zekin levan veyo. Is zekin levan veyo chiv? Or is it just a hider mitzvah that it's a. We saw the Torah brought down that, but that's Rashi. Zekin levan veyo is a chiyuv, but the pasha says that we go not that way. That it's only a din hider mitzvah. It's not. He's not the fun of mitzvahs, but it's not a chiyuv. And memela hider mitzvah, or at least mahadrin, you're not mechuyev to. Yesh lain hider mitzvah shlish. L'chor hider mitzvah says you are mechuyev to. I bought a 20 shekel estrig today for my son. Was I mechuyev to buy the next one? So it happened to be the next one with 60 shekel. So it's a lot more than a third more, but so it wouldn't have been mechuyev. But you could get a estrig for 10 shekel. Get a sregen. It's already also a keem of. So somebody came to me today. He says he bought an esrog. He didn't hear last chabur. He bought an esrog for 200 shekel, and he wanted to have it for 220 and for 250 and for 300 and for 350. Does he have to go up and get the next one? So I said, what was the cheapest esrog? So he says 200 shekel. So the truth is that in a chanami, look, if that was worth it, be the only esrog, then you have to go up to 220, whatever it is, a third more. Even more to what? But he went to an expensive place. Go across the street and go to the Dalan Minim Chalukas, whatever it was that they had yesterday from Kubata Ir, and go to Zvil where they have from Vada Rabbanim today, and you get an essay for 20 shekel without a problem. 60 shekel. Mahudr. And Mamela Zechir, you're Makayim, the dinner ready, I'll shlish more than the smallest amount. That's Benegeh to Chinuch. Tof Reish Nun Ches. The halacha is a matan umanas lahachzer. Some of the ilum saw it, not everybody saw it. Please bear with me, we're not getting too deep inside of it. But just speak out the nekudas that are in a gale. The Mechaber says in Tof Reish Nun Ches, Min HaTorah in a mitzvah lulav chutz l'mikdosh el yin rishin chom tiknu shiyanitol v'chol mokam kol zayin. Midaraisa, the chiyuv is all 7 days. V'samachtam lefnei Hashem lekechem shivas yomim, as it says in the Pasuk. But it's dafka lefnei Hashem. It's dafka lefnei Hashem, which is bepashas in the Beis Hamikdash. Outside the Beis Hamikdash, there's only a chiv on the first day. V'kach lachem b'yem arishin. Mishachar Beis Hamikdash, hiskin u'yechir mezakai, shi'ulav nitl b'medina kol shirom. He's mezakin that everywhere they should take it for 7 days, zeichel mikdash. Now, the Bikur Yaakov is marich on this halacha, and he says, if you look at the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis, the Rambam learns that the din of gvulin, which is outside of the mikdash, is outside of Yerushalayim. But inside Yerushalayim has the din of Lefnei Hashem. And the Rambam holds that Kedushas Yerushalayim was Loi Batla. And the Meila, he says, according to the Rambam, the Chur would come out, the Bizmaneinu, somebody that was Zoicha to live in Yerushalayim, Ira Kedush, which means the Yerushalayim of the times of, in Chazal, the times of when it was Hukdash, when it was Mekudash, not Neve Yaakov or Ramot or even Sanhedrin Mochevet and Yeshivas Mira Kedusha. The Pashas is outside of it. Chumash Lishit is the question at the end of Meir Sharim. It's exactly where does it go to. It's not exactly clear. But there are places that are clear. By the Kreisel is clear. That was part of it by Kevesh David HaMelech. These places, Ir David, around there. There are Har Zeisim Kenzayin. Also, these places are Vada Yerushalayim. And Mele says to Bikur Yaakov, if you live in one of these places, then L'chari, you have a Chiyuv Midaraisa to take it, to take the Luluf. He says, he himself is Moir, he says, Ulepelesh l'reisi be'echad min ha'reshenim u'min ha'chrenim shi'ir v'zeh u'laniyaz da'iti u'davar bar. He says, Amai, so nobody was married such a thing? Davar bar. So first of all, it's not so pashut. He's a pashut, the Rambam is a shita yichidah that he holds, that
Yerushalayim has a din of Lifnei Hashem. Pashas, it's the Beis HaMikdash. And even if you hold Yerushalayim does have a din, is Kedusha Rishonim Kitsho, the Shaito, is it bottle or is it not bottle? Rival is that it is bottle. So even if you hold it, Stamazay Yisrael Sveiko, Bechlal, the Meir Simcha has the Meshech Chochmo, his Kedushim, he has a big arich is going to get to this, can I get it? Back and forth in the Achrayim, whether or not there's such a thing. Lamaisa, to say that it's Ikar Adin, it's hard to say that it's Ikar Adin, it's not Kabrach Bechlal in any other place, like he says. However, there were, we did find that Gedurli Zmani knew they were makpid to go. Liashik and Dumani was makpid to go every day. Kshem Zaman, when he's the other, next to the Kaisel, he would take it. Now, there's a machlekes Rishonim if all the psulim that passed the first day passed the Mikdash all 7 days. Lochem, does it have to be yours? But mainly you need to be, I think the Ramban holds, that it has to be Lochem, Kol Zayin. Now, maybe it's mixing and matching shitas. You want to take the Rambam and get to this, and the Ramban and get to this. It's not so much that you have to. They bring down the Shlomo Zalman wasn't makbid. It seems that Bavashas wasn't makbid to do dafka matana manas lachzir. You just borrowed from the guy in the kreisel. And I would say that you can't just rely on the fact that even though we pass in lechura that mistama, if a person gives it to you, he's giving it to you in an oifen that could be yitzay. That's only the first day that people know that it has to be yours. So they give it on matana lachzir. On the rest of the days, not everybody knows that there's such an Indian that has to be yours bechlal that they should be giving it on matana lachzir. I mean, they came for Lazach on that. Maisa, to take it, if you're by the Kaisel, one should be Mahadir to take it. Some people fakir, they will mak, not to take it because maybe your lul is going to be puzzled. Bechulu, it is lulay demistafina amino, bizmanenu lacholapachis, it's hard to puzzle a luv. It's hard to puzzle a luv. I mean, maybe it's, if you hold all the psuli rishon puzzle on the rest of the days and it's split, mamashal, the standard lulav, the standard hadas maravis, or kosher, even if it's not shir chazanish, mishulash, shulash, all the whole thing. Possible. But what?
Possible.
Yeah, can't sign about
to say.
So the loser wanted to say that, but I don't think that that's the minimum. No, so if you don't have, you don't have. Yeah, no, don't put yourself in the matzah where you can have a chiv in a chanami. That would be come out to that. But if you're not in the area, you're not machoiv to go batzim. You're not. Therefore, but I think the meaning of the Arilam is yes to go. And yes, to take it lechatchila if you're there. L'chol apachas to be yetze. Now it could be that if you're taking one of the people that's standing there the whole day, and he's shaking back and forth, it could be that that lulu by the time it's finished, the taka is puzzle. I have no idea what's going on over there. If it's nektam, it's not. Maybe you should take a look at the top just to make sure it's not nektam. It's not open the whole way. But you never know. And then the pitum's still on. Maybe it's kedai to take it just a second. But if you have yours for sure, it's kedai to take it. That's sif aleph. Sif beis. Mechaber says. This is a halacha that I don't know if everybody knows, that dalal minim are mukta. The lulav of l'chol apachis is mukta, and arav is also. The question is, when you get hadas min esrig, which you could smell, but they're mukta. Now, what din mukta does it have? Is it mukta? Is it a klishim lach tal iser, and then it's mukta l'tzarech gufa mekaymai, or is it maybe ke'evin? Mashmoyis is like ke'evin that it's mukta machmas gufa. That's not even mukta l'tzarech gufa mekaymai. But even if it's mutal tzarach gufa mekaymai, if your lulav is in a place and you're scared it's going to get ruined, you left it around from the day before and whatever it is, and you're scared it's going to get ruined, you want to move it, you can't move it. That's not a tzarach gufa mekaymai. Even if you want to be mekel, the pashas is more machmer. We know that it's machmas like gufa. But even if you want to say it's mukta machmas, it's a klish machla iser, it's only mutter tzarach gufa mekaymai. Mechama letzel means to protect the lulav, it's not mutter to move it. Mamele, you would not be able to move it. Mamele, if you have your adasim and a rovis, this is a common case. You have a dasim and a rovis inside of a bag, inside of the fridge. And you want to get to something behind it. So you just want to move it out of the way to be able to get it. You can't do that. You can't move it away to be able to take away your mayonnaise out of the refrigerator. So you have to pull your mayonnaise out of the refrigerator. You could do tiltul minatzad, letzerich dover amutter. Which means that if you have a pot inside, you can pull out the pot even though it's going to move. But it's moving, it's tiltul minatzad. And the reason why it's moving is letzerich dover amutter. You're not moving with your hand. You're moving just because the pot came out. That's not a problem. But just to be careful, first of all, set up your fridge in a way that I'm feeling for Shabbos, it shouldn't be a problem. And if it isn't leaning on something, then bepashas in general, it's not a busis. You don't specifically want it there. It's just you don't have so much room in your refrigerator, so you just end up on top of something. Just be careful. Lamais, it is mukta. Now, when you get to the esrig, it says it's right.
What's that?
What's the
esrig? Shemeh v'nadalamas. That's why it's kitchen after esrig.
What? No, maybe it's, since it's right for a mitzvah, so it has a din of a kli. I mean, it could be that bechlal a lulav. The Gemara says that a lulav has a din of a kli bechlal because we can use it as a broom. As manenu, we don't have that. Nobody uses it as a broom. And the question is, if it's roi for a mitzvah, that can
would that be considered a kli? But Pashas is huksla mitzvah, saying it's not roi for the mitzvah, so therefore Pashas it's an evan. Now an esrig, bizmaneinu, what's the story with an esrig? It's roi to smell it. No one's smelling their esrig on b'chalat, shayla, whether or not you should smell it during the rest of the day, but no one's smelling it. And the Pashas, to smell an esrig, you also have to stick your fingernail or something inside, and no one's doing that with their esrig. And most people with their esrig are very makar in the esrig, and the Pashas, the place can say, it's a moktamach maskasar and kiss. You won't use your esrig for anything else. You make sure that it's put away in either in the silver box or in the wherever it is in the china closet, wherever it is, it's certainly out of the way. Today I was by a moitz who was passing on Dalan Minim. Somebody was asking where to keep his lulav till Sukkis. So we said not high up, because if it's high up, then it can get dry out. You should put it low down. What's up, Shad? Everybody likes to put it high up because you don't want to put it low down because the kids are going to get to it. So you put it high up. Problem is, it's high up, so if it's much of the hot air rises, it can dry out much quicker. One should be careful with that. But lachor the pashtas and esrig would also be muktzah. Is the maker adin? Maybe it depends on the bench. Exactly. But for the standard person, lachor would be muktzah machas asar and kiss, and therefore it should be out of the way. Tulta begufa, you could always do it. You could pick it up with your elbows, the kadaima, and move it should you need to. The Rama continues, you can't put it on a beged because it's meilid reich. It's maninu that most of the people have, they don't put it in a beged. They don't wrap up an esrig in a beged. And it used to be in the olden days, they put in this flax. I don't even know if that would be a problem. But nowadays they have these sleeves, these plastic sleeves, or they have some sort of sponge that it sits in, some sort of that generally, lechur, it's a chadpami, there's no inyan, it's not krillit, for sure a plastic bag, it's not krillit the reach, and therefore the person is saying it's chadpami, there's no inyan bechlal, that it should have any, it wouldn't be a problem at all. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that if it was already there from before Yontif, then there's no problem to add it on, to put it back already afterwards. Since it already got the reach from before Yontif, there's no problem to stick it in on Yontif. Lechur would come out that according to that, if a person, there's a shayla of benegiah to putting on deodorant on Shabbos, that spraying it, if it's going to get onto a person's beged, so it's a psik ratio. That's really the hamorai that the Magen Avraham brings down. Is there a psik ratio by moilid reya? Is there a rabbanan? We paskin that there is a psik ratio by pashtus, even by isur darabbanan and by moilid reya. That being the case, a person should be careful when he's putting on deodorant that it doesn't spray onto his undershirt. Now, come out with her that if you already sprayed it before Shabbos, wants to put it again on Shabbos, you already had from beforehand. There's no problem spraying it. It's already had from beforehand. Whoever's not so simple. Because if you're looking to the Tavkof Yud Aleph, where this is the makar for this halacha about Moilid Reach, the Mishnah Berurah, when he brings it down, he says, if it's going to be Moisif Reach, then it's going to be Asur. He says, what's Pshat by Esrik? You have horns. The Tavkof Yud Aleph, you have horns. And what's by Esrik? He says, by Esrik, it's not Moisif Reach. It's not, it doesn't give it anymore. It gives a little bit. That little bit, it's not going to give any more. So Mail and Shabbos, one should still be careful. Just don't do it in a way that's psikresha. Certainly it's a davar shen miskaven, and chera, just do it in a way that it's not a psikresha if you're worried about it. The Sif Gimel. Ein adam yetzi yudei chavasa b'yam t'rishim b'lul shel chaveri. She'eshiloi d'bina lachem yishalachem. V'filo omer yesh achat sh'teitzei b'ay v'achak yesh aliki b'atchila lo yotzo d'avei shol. This is the din that we need lachem lekach lachem yom rishon, and everybody needs their own. You can't be yotze with somebody else's b'shol, and you need to have your own. One person can't take for everybody, and it can't belong to somebody else. Now the Oilam asked, the Achrayim asked already, the Kapusimor asked, what's the havamina b'chlal that we need lekach them? Teaches you need lekich lekol lechem ve'echon. What would be the havamina that one person can take for everybody? It's a mitzvah shebeguf for you. There's no havamina that by tefillin, we don't need a pasuk by tefillin that every person has to put on tefillin. Because we would think that one person put on tefillin for everybody, it's mitzvah shebeguf. It's not shaykh, shlichas bechlal. That's the ktzais, the tezerid, that it's not shaykh. The meila, by kedushin, by chalois, by gittin, they're a shaykh. But over here it's not shaykh, so it's mitzvah shebeguf. What would be the havamina? It seemed like Yiblai B'tzarachi in the Kabbalah tomorrow. But that's tam ha'ar. Therefore, you can't be yetzer with, you need to have your own, you can't be yetzer with shol. But if it's matana, then you're yetzer, yom nasalim b'matana motir. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, he brings down over here, lets you give it stam.
The Magen Avraham says, "Mistama nosin lebematam nas laafsir sheyuchal kadosh boy." Oh, by, I'm sorry. He says, "Who are the be'etzrig imeshile lotzis boy have like ilu nosin lebematam aviyotze." Stama says, if a person gives over etzrig in the first day, he's given over an oifin that he should be able to be yotze. That's what the matam nas laafsir. However, he says some of the chayin are chaylik. Aval taz leel shavashrus beis Yaakov poiskim de lo yotze. Al kain tzarich laafsir v'lidu blei bracha. The ma'aseh mishabur paskins is suffering that if you didn't speak out that it's matam nas laafsir, you should take it again v'lei bracha. You should ask him again. Now, Tzorach Birk Tzas, for those that were with us last month, because we saw in the Siman Tov Reish Mem Tes, that the Mishnah Berurah brings down this halacha, and he says, not that way. He says, B'dieved imshol mimenu stam litin loy lulovay latiz bayi v'nosan loy yotzo. Imestoma nosan loy boifin shemutr latiz bayi dahayinu m'matonu as la'aksin. He says, the stoma is that you give it to him in a matonu as la'aksin. Unless you told him a furish that it's shayla, or the guy doesn't know the halacha. You should just realize over there, if somebody asks to borrow from somebody that doesn't know the halacha, a kid or somebody, whatever it is, then you can't just presume that it's matam nas laachzer. He doesn't know the halacha. He has to know at least. If he knows the halacha, then presumably he gave it in the best oifen. But the pashas mashmoyes of Mishabur is that a person gives it over matam nas laachzer, and he doesn't mention having to take it again. So you could be matcha, and just say that if it happened, you don't have another dalaminim, then you're yetze. You don't have to go be matriach yourself. However, if you have the yecherlis, then you should take it again. B'loy bracha, mi'ikra din, we say mistama, that he gave it over in an oifen that you could be yitze. However, if you have the yecherlis to take it again, you should lechatchila take it again. Which means that lechatchila, on the first day, when you're giving your luluf to somebody, or you're borrowing a luluf, you should say that it should be matanam as lachzer. Lechatchila, that should be done as a matanam as lachzer. There are those that say, we mentioned this in the past also, that by a woman, if you give it to a woman, so then if it's not your wife, but if it's a different woman, a husband that gives mashikone isha kona baala, a husband that gives matana to his wife, then he's not greening. Because it's muchach from the matana that it's meant to be given to her. And there's no yad isha yad baala there. However, somebody that else that gives a matana, your brother-in-law is here for Shabbos, for Yontif. And he gives his sister, it is the luluf to be yetzer. So says Bikur Yaakov, you have to say, Amanashi in the Baal Chareshus Bo. Because if not, it goes automatically to the husband. Now, Loi Shamanu, V'loi Re'inu, that people are makbid on that. And so Rosh Hashanah says that we're not makbid on that. And the fact that she has a kinyan aguf, even though the prayer goes to the husband, that's enough to be yetzer. That's not a problem. Zikr, that's the minig olam, not to be. I haven't ever heard anybody be makbid on that. But I don't think that that's a minhag olam. The Mishnah Berurah says over here, he says there's an inyan atzlochem that you should pay beforehand. We brought this down in the past also. Lechatchila, hani dekani esrog lemitzvah upari lachar chag lo yois avdi. There is some that say that if you only pay afterwards, lo yois avdi. It's not lechatchila. Why? Because if you're koine with a mishicha, that's only a kinyan derabanan. Kesef is kinyan d'oraisa. Mashiach is only kinyan d'rabbanan. You want to be yotze in mitzvah d'oraisa, the kinyan d'rabbanan, the chatchila, you shouldn't do that. That's a machlokes zachrinim. It's machan afrayim about it. It's a big machlokes zachrinim. The chatchila, you should be kinyan with a kinyan d'oraisa. B'meila, there are many that are makbid to pay beforehand. Dafka the chatchila to pay is handled right with a check. Is a check certainly a check dachui, which for after yontif is not considered mizuman. A check that he could be paid anywhere could be, especially in this country, that they pass on checks back and forth. Especially if you leave it as an open check, then people just use it as cash. They'll pass it on to the cleaning lady, and the cleaning lady will give it to the next person, and the makolet, and the person, so then it works like cash. But some people are makbid also with their credit card to make sure that it went through beforehand. L'maisa l'chorra, it sounds from the Mishnah Berurah that if you took it home to your house, then you came with kinyan chatzer. He says, v'anan b'inan l'chem d'araisa, im lo yishevir l'rishusa v'kineo b'teres chatzer. If you're kineo b'teres chatzer, then l'chor you have a kinyan d'araisa l'teres chatzer, you wouldn't have to even pay. L'chor you have another kinyan d'araisa. Whereas in Negev, if you get your aravais in shul and you weren't kineo, teres chatzer. It's shalom whether or not your yad has a din of teres chatzer also. If you put the entire thing in your yad, then maybe you have a din teres chatzer. The pashtus is 98%, I wouldn't say 98%, 99.8% of the time, a person has a kinyan chatzer beforehand, and l'chor is kinyan d'oraisa. Nevertheless, there are medaktikim to pay beforehand. Many people like to pay beforehand to be yaitzeh this din. It does sound like that at the end of the day. L'chatchilo nochin lizor bazel lefreyek and machag, says the Mishnah Berurah. Is what? Is the kinyan sudur chalipin?
Yeah.
Is the d'oraisa?
It's a
Does Chalipin works for Kedusha? Is that, maybe it is a Kedusha. Mashiach. I don't know if it is. I don't know if it's any better than Mashiach. Not sure. There's the Mechaber says over here, a matana lizman doesn't work. If you say to somebody, I'm giving you matana for 15 minutes. You didn't say matana maslachsa. What's a matana maslachsa? Matana maslachsa is a glata matana. I'm giving you matana. There happens to be a tanai, the same way that I say I'm giving you matana, but tanai that you jump 15 jumping jacks. So too, and if you don't do it, then you're not makabalin. But when you do it, then it's yours and gansin. So too over here, I give you matana. This is a tanai that you have to do it. I'm an aslachsa. You have to give it back to me afterwards. But when it's yours and gansin. How about if I give you matana for 15 minutes? Not I'm an aslachsa. It's yours for 15 minutes. After 15 minutes, automatically reverts back to me. The Mechaber says that it doesn't work. And l'chora, that's the pashtus of the Gemara. The Gemara says that by a katan, you can't be makna to a katan because it's going to be turned into his. If you have a yuchilis to be makna to him in a way that it will revert back to yourself after 15 minutes, that's not a problem. L'mayis l'bir alacha brings here, it's a machlings in the ktais and the sivas l'alacha. How do we pass it? The ktais is madche, the raya. And Sayin ktais, Sayin Avnim Lumi says, and he names on that you could do a matana for 15 minutes. L'mayis the Mishnah Berurah at the end, he says, Achen ibn sivas shom hiskim emachaber ayin shom barich. It sounds like he's being machir like that. So the Chazanish also goes like that. L'mayis like the machaber. And therefore, a matana is for 15 minutes. L'chero, you would not be able to be yotzei with such a matana. Sif dalid. This is the halacha of matan manas lahachzir. That is the glata matana, like we said, and that works. It becomes lechem. However, if he doesn't return it at the end of the day, then he's not yitzim. Now, even if it was nenas miyodoy, but at the end of the day, he wasn't makam the tanai. If he wasn't makam the tanai, then he's not yotze. Likewise, if he gives it back after the zman chiyuv, he's also not yotze. What's considered after zman chiyuv? If he wasn't yotze that day, then zman chiyuv is by the end of the day. If he was already yotze that day, then zman chiyuv is the next day. The Sharatin clears, what's the halacha? Does it have to be given back to him before halal in the morning or not? If he's always noitel by halal, does it have to be given back before halal or not? Tzarechim, he says. He says, "Alkopanim lechatchila bavadi tzarich lezor mizel lachzir loyikoyd mahal." Now, this tanai of amanas lachzir. Do you need dinei tanoim, hein koydim lelav and tanai kofel and vachulu? So we saw that's machlekes rishenim that the Torah brings down. The machlekes the Torah names on that you don't. You zichra have the omdina that it works. That you want it to be you want it back. You don't need all the tanoim. The Beis Yisrael brings down. There are those that hold that you do need dinei tanoim. Lamaisa from the Stimus Machaber and Ramah and Mishnah Berurah and Nisa Kalim that don't mention that you need to know him. It's mashma that in Echram you don't need. And even though there are those that were makbet to do say such time, Lamaisa certainly that's not minigoyim to do that. Matan Razlachzer, yeah? No problem. Take it. Right? No one says if you give it back, then yes, and if you don't give it back, then it's going to be batal, and you also have to say that it. Hinkad Malav, Vachulu, all the Taika Lamaisa. That we're not makbet on lemaisa. Now, what happens if something happens in Esrog and you're not able to give it back? Nenas miyodei, it falls down, or there's a seger, no yodei. There's this otzer, and you can't give back to Esrog. You can't go back to the guy. The guy's still. What are you supposed to do? You can't. Are you mechuyev too? A guy told me that somebody was bringing him a shayla. Amrit told me this is Pesach time. Somebody's bringing Mishayla. You get a 500 shekel knas from the Mishtara on the way to bring Mishayla. So now they make a seger. You have to go out. You can't go out. They give you a knas. What are you supposed to do? So maybe you have to give it back. What is he supposed to do? Is there anything to do? So in the case of a seger and a knam, you're in trouble. In the case of where it becomes possible, so the halacha is you can't give back money. Even if you give back money, you're not going to yidei chavasei. However, the Mishnah Berurah is betzadik in the Bir Halacha that if you give him back a lulav or an esrig, then you could be yidei. In other words, the only thing is you have to give him back something that he could be yidei. That's what the Matan Ras Lachzer. He wants to be yidei his mitzvah. Give him back money, he's not going to help you. The main law, if you give him back a lulav and esrig, that's okay. Says the Minchas Yitzchak that even if it's not as mahudr as is, but if it's one that's kosher, you give him the difference in price between the hider and not the hider, But you're mekayim the amanas lachzer because you're giving him back a lulav and etzer. Maisa, Mr. Biralach brings down to those that are chaylik. But the maisa, that's the way that he goes. Anirlan is daiti kasafti, that a person can give back another lulav and etzer. So nechanami, if he doesn't have the chaylik to give back a lulav and etzer, then he's stuck. But there is a way out, the maisa. Now, what happens, like Sifhei? Sifhei says, Nosin loy stam, havikilu omar lay amanas shetachziruli, the mistam al das kein, nosin loy, kibish atzarech latzis boy, shein loy acher, lehitzer loy otzo. Giving it over stam, is kilu as if he gave it over amanas lachzer. Then he says, v'tzarech lachzer v'litna l'bailu v'matano, k'tishe shal bailu, v'yitzu boy. You have to give it back as matano also. This is stam, like people don't realize that. You have to be makin it back to the bailu as matano. Sharatin is marech. Do we say mistama that his das is also to give back matana? It seems like yes, we would say that. However, he says you don't have to actually give it back to the Bailam. It's like you go to the Kaisal on the first day and the first person gives it to you and you give it to the next person gives it to the next person. 2 hours and 43 minutes later, it gets back to the Bailam. Machnishtais, that's not a problem. As long as it gets back to them at the end of the day, then you're fine. Now, what happens if, like, the Derech HaOlam is that everybody lines up on the first day to shake the Rav's Lulav? And you have 74 people shaking the Rav's Lulav, and by person number 53, it becomes possible. He knocks off the pittim. One person to the next, it's not uncommon at all that pittim gets knocked off. Like, I just heard one or two stories recently. Just looking at it, pittim, if you don't get one that's on very well, that's it. It gets knocked off. So now, besides for the fact that nobody was Yetze, because they never went back to him in an Eifan that he could be Yetze, 53 people made a bracha levatala. Forget the fact they weren't Yetze, so they'll take it again. But they made a bracha levatala because they weren't Yetze. They also weren't Yetze, and also, not only that, you have to put a ramkol around to tell everybody that they weren't Yetze. They're ready, the guy's home, he's in the middle eating his Sudas Yantif. And then he finds out that, by the way, you should just know that 46 minutes later, never it got possible and it never went back. Vazamutin. So, the Moedim Uzman and Rav Shturmach brings down their Maisa Shek Achaya Taka with the Chazanish and Taka with the Zestering and became Basel in the middle. So, what do you do in such a case? So, there is an Eitzel. The Mishnah Berurah Tainas, he says, the Meiri says Mefurish, even though it's Machlekes Achreinim, but the Meiri says Mefurish. If the person says Hareinu Kilis Kabalti, then it works. It's Kilis, we got it back. Even if he didn't get it back, he's able to say, the Baalim able to say Hareinu Kilis Kabalti, he could be Meichol on the Tanai, it's Kilis if I got it, and that's fine. Memelo, everybody will be Yetzir, because I don't need it back at the end of the day. Not only that, the Chazanish Tainid that you don't even need that. The Chazanish went like the Bikur Yaakov, Tainas, that Gevenzach, it depends what, when person A, Reuven gave it over to Shimon, Shimon gave it over to Levi. When Reuven gave it over to Shimon, did he ask Rishus from the Bailam? Was it Rishus from the Bailam or not? The Allah has you allowed to give it over even without Rishus, because the Bailam gave it over to you, vice versa, it's not Makbid. L'chur, it's totally in Kepeda, that's the truth. A lot of these things might be totally in Kepeda. The Bir Lacha says over here, a big chiddush, he says, let's say, I give it over to somebody, Matan Mas Lachzer, and the guy goes home and takes it home. And I have to go to his house and knock on his door and ask him for it back. Do I say in such a case, Matan Mas Lachzer? Matan Mas Lachzer means you give it back to me when I'm finished. Not that I have to go to your house and walk 45 minutes to be able to get it. If I have to go to or do we say, no, at the end of the day, you got it back, that's fine. So he says, L'chur, it's totally the person's Kepeda. He says, "Efshe the inzit veneer the toli b'tivri shall anoisim b'kmeid also." It's only in the person, every person. If you're makbar on an echanami, then that wasn't echanami tonight. A lot of things here might be toli in the person's kibeda, and if you know that the person's makbar that you shouldn't give it over, then don't give it over to the next person. But the standard halacha is that if the person gives it to you, you're allowed to give it over to the next person. Now it depends whether or not it's with rishus or without rishus, says the Bikur Yaakov, and this is how the Chazanish went. If it's with rishus, then it's ki'ilu as if I gave it back to the Bailam, and the Bailam said you could give it over to the next person. So if it came possible by person number 53, then the first 52 people were Yetzer. Because each one of the 52 people, when he gave it over to the next person after him, it was Ki'ilu as if he gave it back to the Bailam, and the Bailam said you could give it over to the next person. Just Efuchim Atras Alom, don't give it back to me, then give it to the next person. Just give it over to the next person. So it's Ki'ilu as if he's Makarim the Tanai, and the Bailam said no, you can give it over to the next person. As opposed to if you decide yourself to give it over to the next person, then you're allowed to, actually, the Biralacha brings a machloik, it's going to get to that, if you're allowed to, he says, he says, a lot of Rishonim said that you could. Even if you didn't ask Rishos, then everybody's not going to be Yetzeh in such a case. Now, the Ma'irer on this, from the Rush. The Rush says that in the case of Rabbi Gamliel, that bought the Esrig, he gave it over to Rabbi Lezban Azariah, And his intention was that he should give it from one to the next. There was Rishus. He gave it to Rishus, should we give it to Lezman Azari, give it to Rekiva. And he still says that if it wouldn't have gone back to him at the end of the day, then they all wouldn't bring the Yitzhak. What do you mean? They had Rishus. So I heard from that there's a Godel Echad that everybody lines up to take his Lulav and Esrig, and he takes it back from each person and gives it to the next person. He takes it after each person and he gives it, he himself. So it could be that he happens to be the type of person that maybe he doesn't push that the person should feel good that he's giving a matana, you know. Each person is giving personal attention. But here, l'chor, there's a smach in halacha to do that. That way, just in case something happens at the end of the day, we don't have an issue that 36 people were in Yetzah and they made a bracha matala because now they gave it back and each person gave it back afterwards. Sif Vav. Don't give it over to a child on the first day because then it becomes his and then he's going to give back after you. He doesn't have the yichilus to be makne back to you. So he's kind it and he's not able to be makne back. Then he says, V'yesh mishayim mishimigilu enes prutez motor v'im teves imatine kim shalayatim yaday shaper damo lemais. The machaber goes that he says him that a cotton, if you're holding it together with the cotton, then you could be yitzeh. Then that's fine. Why? Because he was never kainit. If you were never kainit, so it's not lachem. It's not lachem. Very good, you're mekayim mitzvah chinuch, but the maitzah, he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah, because it's not lachem. So, maybe not even mekayim mitzvah chinuch. The father, because he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah. How can we get brochan in b'chal? So, that's where the Mishnah Berurah is mechadosh over here, that no, that all you need is chinuch on the pratiyah mitzvah, you don't need chinuch on the, all you need is chinuch on the etzah mitzvah, on the pratiyah mitzvah, and that would be enough. Now, how does Mishnah Berurah pass on the halacha l'maisa? He brings down, it's a machlokes achrayim. It's not clear in the Mishnah Berurah. The Shaar HaTzion seems to bring a smach from the Rishonim that it does work. It seems that he's going that way. L'maisa Ramesh and Tshuva says that that's how the Shaar HaTzion is being machriya, that the child could be yetzer with shol. Child could be yetzer with shol. That's not a problem. L'maisa, Rav Shlomo Zalman writes in Halacha Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Zalman Emdon, he says that L'chatchila, if you could buy for your children, you should buy for your children. However, those that don't, those that are naig natu, yesh laim al mashi yismaychum. There is what to be semechon. Granted, what he's semechon is the Chacham Tzvi. Chacham Tzvi nemzon that even if you're not yetzim midaraisa on the first day, because it's shol, let's say a person only has a lulav which is shol. The person is b'shum panav eifin. The guy's not here. The guy's not here. So nichalei l'nishlam mevim mitzvah b'mamayinis, you're allowed to use his lulav. But he's not here to ask him, so you can't do one on his lachzer. Your only oifen is to take the lulav as shayla. Should you take it on the first day or not? It's either not taking your lulav or taking this lulav as shayla. Should you take it or not? So he says, take it. At least be mekayim, it's a darabanan. You can't be mekayim, it's a daraisa, be mekayim, at least it's a darabanan. Shabbai. Memela, that's a little bit of a chiddush to say that there is a mitzvah darabanan on the first day. But he says that a son who's being yotze b'she'ela even on the first day, but the ma'isa he's been mekayim mitzvah, and therefore you can be mekayim the inyan of chinuch. That's what he says. Memela, aside from the fact that the Shaar HaTzion says lachur, the Ramesh nemzon to the Shaar HaTzion is paskening that you could be yotze b'she'ela. Shem Azam gives another smuchim for that. Now, somebody that does want to buy for his child, you have to realize you have to buy for every single child. It's not one child, because the child can't give the next child either. If you have a son who's 12, and you have a son who's 10, and a son who's 7, all of them are roilin on Ne'abo, you have to buy 3 sets, because you give it to the 12-year-old can't be makna to the 10-year-old, and the 10-year-old can't be makna to the 7, so you have to buy for each one. Even if you buy for each one, you have to buy, if you want to give it to your girls, you have to start buying for your girls also, because if your girls that are less than 12 years old, they also have the same issue. So you might end up buying 5 or 6 or 7, if you're not being samech on Shela, and you want your kids to be yitzeh, then in Echnam you're going to buy 5 or 6 or 7, however many sets of dalin minim to be yitzeh. What? That's the shayla, whether or not we pass in Yesh Misha Imer, whether or not we pass in that way. It doesn't sound like the Mishnah Berurah goes like that though.
It's supposed to be like gold with dalin minim.
What's that?
It's
a derabanan, so they want to be yitzeh. So they're granted amachuyiv, so there's no chiyiv chinuch. L'chorah. Anything without mechuyev at night, when they're old, like we said before, it's like hinder mitzvah by a boy, they're not mechuyev. But if they want to use it, and you want to be yoitza and be able to make a bracha, and it has to have the tanoim, then it has to be theirs.
Anyway, it's like it has to be derabanan. So
There are those that say that a woman could be yotzer with shol on the first day. I'm not exactly sure what the hesber is. I didn't get into that. I did see such a pshat. I don't think that's the pashtus. That's why we give matanot la'atzer. It's a kuriyak. We're saying I'm an ashin la'bal chavishus boy. Zichr the achronim went not that way. The pashtus you're giving it as matanot la'atzer. There is such a tzad seder. But just if a person is not going to philosoph on this kula of shela, just to realize what they're getting themselves into. It's they might be spending a good few hundred shekel on sets of dalamin. Even though it's only 40 shekel, we got a set for 40 shekel, but 40 shekel times. Baruch Hashem. Now, there's Tama Shaila that they ask, or Moshe asks, Hazanish asks, you give it over to your child on, you only keep one day, your Yetzer, and you give it over to your child, and it can be his. Now it can be his. Because you don't need it to be, you could borrow it for the rest of the days. Problem is that a child can't give Rishus. The same way that he has no Das, so he can't give Rishus. If he can't give Rishus, then it's Gozel. So how are you allowed to borrow it even the rest of the days? So the pashas is, and it's all Ramesh got a nebz on it this way, that there's no psul of, there's no din that has to be shol. You don't have to be yoitze with a lulu of shol on the second day. It can't be gozel because then it's a mitzvah of avera. So a kotan that's not ma'akiv, even though he can't give rishus, but if it's a arternisht, if it doesn't bother him b'chlal, then that's not a ma'isek zela b'chlal. Certainly it's not gzela. Maybe it doesn't have a din of shol because he can't give rishus, but it's not a ma'isek zela, and therefore there's no problem to be yoitze b'chlal. The last sif zayin in ches is shutvis. Where is it nageya? Most people don't buy b'shutvis. However, where is it? Yes, nageya. I think is many hedges here in Yerushalayim are hadasim. The hedges around the building. That's hadasim that are growing in a chotzer b'shutif. It happens to be that most of those hadasim are not hadasim you can be yitzir with because they're hadashritas. They have only two leaves, two and one. Most of them, or just two b'chlal. And therefore, the chatzili can't be yetzer. But if you would have a kosher one and you want to take it, that's a chatzar shutvah. It's not brought down b'shem Yashu. You'd have to ask every single person in the building. If you have a arava tree, which is growing in the chatzar of the building, that's shaykh to the entire building. But meila, even though you pay vad by it, and you also have a chilek in it, but that's a chatzar mishutefes, and you would have to ask rishus. Siftes, the final halacha here, the Ramah says, the chol adam yishtadol yezoriz b'mitzvah, Liknez leluv esrig veluluv lavad kedei lakayim mitzvah kitikuno. Everybody should buy their own dalaminim kedei lakayim mitzvah kitikuno. There's different reasons that are given. Either first of all that you should be able to do it bimenei veluv b'shas halal. If that's the reason why, say that achreinim that if there's 2 minyanim, then it's not a problem because you can go to 1 minyan, you can go to the next minyan. Or one of the reasons is because not everybody is bekiyim, not everybody bekiyim in the din of matan mas la'achzer, which seems was more of a chash like the case of Mechaber where you have an entire kehila of 250 people that are buying together. If not every one of the 250 people knows the halacha, so then maybe they're getting into issues that there's no matan mas la'achzer over here. However, if you're just borrowing from the gadol ador, Rabbi Yashiv, or whoever it is, the Rav, his lulav, then lechor b'pashtus, you don't have the issue of matan mas la'achzer, and lechor be fine. You could also daven at a different minyan and also shake his lulav, and lechor you'd be able to get out of this issue. Nevertheless, the person say there is an inyan to buy your own lulav to be mekayem the mitzvah. Not only that, they say it's machlekes of the poskim. It's hard to say what to do l'maisa because the minhag olam is very many people are noyik to make a bracha on a rav's lulav, but there are many that say that it's better to be mevarech on your own lulav than to use somebody else's, and even if it's more mahoder. Now, if you talk about chashash that maybe yours is not so, it's not kosher, then for sure you should make a bracha on somebody else's. However, if his is just maybe a little bit more mahoder, then many places say, because the Shulchan Aruch says that make a bracha. The minhag is to make a bracha on the rav's lulav. However, somebody just asked me last night. He says, can I make a bracha on the rav's lulav and I'll buy one for 100 shekel for myself? I don't know, a set for 50 shekel for, just to be yitzah. The nanuim, or is there a din to be mahadir in the nanuim itself? L'chor there is. L'chor if it's a chilek in the mitzvah, there's an din to be mahadir in the nanuim itself. I would say, zecher there's an inin to have your own lulav and esrig, especially if you're davening at the minyan of the rav. So then, if you don't have your own lulav and esrig, then you're not going to be able to be menanea. But the shaila is, what happens if you do have your own lulav and esrig? Who should you make the bracha on? There are many that are naik. Kol echad yaseh kefi. Kefi minhagai. Just before the shmooze, I just want to thank two thank yous. First thank you goes to the Ribbono Shalom that he gave us the yicheles to learn in these very trying times, that the mirror is open, that people will be able to come, whoever is able to come, even those that weren't able to come. The very fact that we had him as Geret and we're able to learn, despite everything that's going on, is thank you to Ribbono Shel Olam. And the second thank you is to the Olam. I want to thank the Olam for sticking it out through thick and thin, through bidud and not bidud, and through everything else that went on. And it wasn't easy, and a lot of people, those that are here and those that are not here, and those that are learning on the phone, and those that are started here in Eretz Yisrael and continued in America, and are learning, we're learning second Seder, now learning first Seder, and calling in questions from America, and there's a lot of people all over, people that are listening on Zoom. Kaplan gives a long chabura for 55 minutes and you have to pay attention without seeing him, and listening on the phone. It's not easy. Thank you to the Olam for making such a mutzlach dekezman, despite the fact that it wasn't the limud that we thought, it was a different limud, but it was the Olam together that made it, the zman, such a tremendous zman. Grace Yashakurach to the entire Olam.